What if the secret to making millions wasn't locked behind university walls or reserved for literary geniuses? Picture someone with no formal education beyond high school commanding fees of $50,000 to $2 million per project and delivering a 90% success rate. This isn't fiction. Dan Kennedy built an empire by mastering one deceptively simple skill: writing sales letters that turn readers into buyers. His approach demolishes the myth that persuasive writing requires special talent. Instead, he reveals something far more powerful, a mechanical, step-by-step system anyone can follow. The breakthrough insight? Writing effective sales copy is less about creativity and more about assembly. Like building furniture from IKEA, you don't need to be a master craftsman. You just need the right instructions and pieces. Kennedy started by collecting swipe files of successful ads and translating in-person selling techniques to paper. His message resonates because it's grounded in action, not theory. Stop waiting for inspiration, gather your materials, and start assembling. The real secret isn't in the writing itself, but in the preparation. Knowing your customer so deeply you can enter the conversation already happening in their mind. Understanding your product so thoroughly, you can articulate benefits they haven't even recognized, and building value so overwhelming that price becomes irrelevant. Before writing, choose. Say what you want or what your customer wants to hear. Most sales letters fail by skipping this step. Kennedy insists on entering the conversation already occurring in the customer's mind. A successful fundraising letter stopped begging. Instead of, "We need your help," it focused on how donors could feel good about themselves, aligning with their internal dialogue. Jerry Jones markets successfully to dentists despite never filling a cavity. His secret? Complete immersion. Reading dental publications, attending conferences, even investing in dental practices. Kennedy warns against ingrained assumption, the dangerous belief that you already understand customers without fresh investigation. But knowing your customer is only half the equation. You must understand your product, not as you see it, but as customers experience it. Use it, take it apart, talk to people who rely on it daily. This reveals something crucial. People don't buy things for what they are. They buy things for what they do. A drill bit manufacturer isn't selling metal. They're selling perfectly sized holes. An insurance company isn't selling policies. They're selling peace of mind. Kennedy introduces the hidden benefit, not the obvious advantage, but what truly motivates customers beneath surface desires. One insurance recruiting ad emphasized freeing up time for golf after the writer noticed executives at a seminar cared more about tee times than business growth, transforming the campaign's effectiveness. Even more powerful is damaging admission copy, acknowledging disadvantages up front. An Italian restaurant turned weaknesses into selling points. If you want waiters in tuxedos, our little restaurant is not the place. But if you mostly want good, solid, home-cooked pasta, you'll like our place just fine. This honesty builds credibility and filters for ideal customers who appreciate what you actually offer. Prospects are skeptical of perfection, but responsive to transparency. When you acknowledge a weakness, you gain permission to emphasize strengths without triggering resistance. The hidden benefit combined with honest disadvantages creates a powerful combination, demonstrating deep understanding of what customers truly want while building credibility through refreshing honesty. Your brilliant sales letter is worthless if never opened. Kennedy identifies two obstacles: postal service and human gatekeepers screening mail. Consider your own mail sorting, standing over a wastebasket, ruthlessly discarding anything resembling advertising. Your prospects do the same. Kennedy's sneak-up approach uses plain white envelopes with no business name, maximizing open rates. For established customers, use the entire envelope as a billboard. One campaign to doctors achieved 300% higher response using plain envelopes with a doctor's name as return address. Once opened, you have 60 seconds, the walk from mailbox to wastebasket, to command attention. Kennedy introduces the ADA formula: attention, interest, desire, action. Headlines become your critical weapon. Physical grabbers, objects creating lumpy mailings dramatically increase readership by standing out. For digital platforms, Kennedy warns, don't abandon reliable offline methods. Online readers are distracted and task-oriented, clicking away instantly. Place big benefits above the fold and optimize for easy reading. Fundamental selling principles remain unchanged across platforms. Price rarely determines buying decisions. Value does. Kennedy offers strategic techniques to make price irrelevant. Selling bulk equates value with quantity. Describe three information-packed books weighing over 13 pounds rather than three books. For physical products, detail every component to create perceived abundance. Discuss development costs, 8 engineers, $1 million in testing, 15,000 perfect repetitions makes equipment seem invaluable. Kennedy's most powerful technique? Make the parts worth more than the whole. Break a $9,895 coaching program into components, $12,000 seminars, $8,500 marketing kits, $11,975 monthly materials. The sum, $32,000, creates overwhelming value overage. Three copywriting formulas redirect attention from price. Problem agitation solution intensifies emotional response before presenting relief. Fortune telling leverages our fascination with prediction. Winners and losers creates fear of joining the 95% failure group. Finally, demonstrate ROI by positioning yourself as selling money at a discount. Show doctors how a $199 course generated $10,000 to $25,000 income increases. Kennedy rejects low-pressure selling as fantasy. Effective sales letters apply strategic pressure through proven techniques. Scarcity? Your check will be returned uncashed if our supply is exhausted. Exclusivity? Only 5 out of 100 will respond. And ego appeals. An early fax machine campaign exploited business owners' fear of appearing behind the times. Strong guarantees remain essential. In today's skeptical climate, Kennedy advocates bolder guarantees, not abandoning them. Storytelling represents an advanced technique because we're conditioned from childhood to love narratives. Kennedy studies fiction writers to develop this skill. Create genuine urgency through limited availability, premiums, boosting response 50%, deadlines, tiered rewards, and fast response discounts. The goal isn't manipulation. It's overcoming natural inertia, preventing action on beneficial offers. Before finalizing letters, compare your draft with strong examples, pretest by reading aloud to potential customers, and avoid assuming customers are more sophisticated than they are. Every letter needs emotional power. Even logical buyers decide emotionally and justify logically. Kennedy's million-dollar secret is using timed sequences of sales letters rather than single mailings. A tight 45 to 60-day sequence builds brand recognition and immediate response, with second and third letters often doubling initial results. He challenges the no-backs myth. Follow-up sequences convert 10-30% of non-buyers within weeks. Visual presentation matters through copy cosmetics. Bold-facing, borders, highlighting, and simulated handwritten notes guide readers through extended copy. Every letter needs a postscript, since many readers skip to the end first. Kennedy's journey from high school student to million-dollar copywriter proves persuasive writing is a learnable skill, a mechanical assembly process. Every element matters: the envelope that gets opened, the headline that commands attention, the story that engages emotion, the guarantee that removes risk, the urgency that overcomes inertia. These aren't tricks. They're the architecture of persuasion, transforming prospects into customers and words into profits.